John, I'm going to go to you with story number one. It's coming out of CBS News down here in Miami, CBS 4. Headline, Miami condo owners say they're feeling forced out of their homes. First couple graphs, John, and then I'll ask you to comment. First couple graphs. Condo owners at Biscayne 21, which, by the way, is in the Edgewater neighborhood of greater downtown Miami, roughly about 20th or so, 21st or so in Biscayne. So again, condo owners at Biscayne 21 received a notice last Friday that their building services would be discontinued. The development demanded the remaining residents move out by Friday, but they refused to leave without a fight. The high rise was bought by Two Roads Development. The residents filed a lawsuit in mid-May against the company, claiming that the unit owners were manipulated, bullied, deceived, and pressured, and forced them to sell their units to the developer. Residents invited CBS Miami to interview them inside the property, but we were met by police within minutes of our arrival. Lawrence Pecan, the attorney for the property, said he did not want the media inside. Nicholas Bello, a unit owner, was packing his belongings to move Friday. He said he would miss the view of the bay. And here's a quote from Mr. Bello. I cannot do anything but hurry and save what I can save. John, what do you make of this? This is what's called a termination. The difference between a rental in a condo is simply a legal document that assigns a folio to each particular unit versus a rental building. Will there simply be one folio and there's one owner, and basically the landlord can decide what they can do? This is a process an outside group came in. They purchased all the individual units, and now what they've done, what they're doing is terminating the condo, turning it into a one folio situation. So effectively, these people living in there are tenants of this ownership group that controls the one folio. But is it fair to kick somebody out of their home? Is there anything that these residents can do? What do you make of this, Sean?
Well, I mean, you know, it's amazing how ignorant people are of their of what a condo actually is. I mean, if you wanted your own home, you buy a single family home. When you live in a condo, you know, you own air, basically, and you own a fraction of the property. So, I mean, most of the residents decided that they were going to sell out to the developer, and there were a handful of people left that didn't want to sell out. But under the current termination condo termination laws, you know, you only need 80% of the residents to agree to do it. So, I mean, the developer came in, presumably most of the owners felt it was a fair offer. It's probably a crumbling building, right?
Yes. Very old building.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. These old buildings that people have failed to maintain, and they're facing either like outrageous assessments or a developer that comes in with a wad of cash. I mean, which one would you take? I mean, I know which one I would take. So, you know, and then some people complain they're being kicked out. Well, you know, that's just a basic, you know, misunderstanding of what a condo really is. So, I mean, I think we're going to see a lot more of those things, but unfortunately it's kind of sad, but it's just the reality of it.
Now, John, let me just ask you a follow-up question. Anybody who spends any time in Miami is very cognizant and aware of a phrase called the Miami hustle. Back in the day during the Great Recessions, I knew some people who used to run a Miami hustle. It was called a cash for keys play. So somebody would simply refuse to leave until the landlord bucked up and gave him some cash to leave. Now, I'm not saying that anybody in this story might have been shaking down the developer or the owner to get some cash so they can basically pack up their stuff and go. But do you think that's a possibility? Is this sincere, or is maybe somebody looking for a little bit of a kicker on the way out to cover the moving costs, or maybe cover a good night out?
Well, I mean, it's certainly possible. Anything is possible, right? In Miami.
Anything is possible in Miami.
I wouldn't be surprised.